letting you wait, but it's because we only received these huge documents yesterday morning. And we're still discussing as to how we are going to deal with them. But before we do this, can I get any apologies from the thank you, Chair. I still apologies from the morning minutes and the minister. We've received apologies from the Deputy Minister and Honorable Yim was also speak, Honorable Kage was also speak, and Honorable Professor Shiro Kage and Honorable Kitanis to consider to leave as best and also speak. Thank you. Any apologies from the department? None? Oh, she read them, okay. Okay. Okay, thank you very much for the apologies. Once again, welcome. And before we proceed with our meeting, Minister, as you are aware that we kept you long outside, I've been waiting before you could come in, because we were trying to figure out as to how we are going to deal with these two huge documents. For how many slides? 40 slides. 240 slides. How are we going to deal with them? How is it possible for us as a committee, because some of us are not experts, to deal with these many slides for 3.5 hours? And we find it very difficult and impossible. And as a committee, we have agreed that we are only going to allow for a presentation of administration, because on this board is huge. The documents, as we received yesterday morning, they don't yet detail, you know, the expenditure within the various areas. And if you can remember in the, was it November, last year when we were in Pretoria, even before that, we kept on asking for the report. We kept on asking for the report because according to the Auditor General, he proposed that we get monthly reports, although according to the DSMA, it should be quarterly reports. But we nevertheless received none. Now we are given the first, second, third, and fourth quarter, which is almost an annual report. Almost an annual report, and we find it difficult as this committee to deal with it and with all these reports all at the same time. And one is also getting, you know, a view that perhaps we are trying to be confused, because people like us who get such huge documents, how do you really come to terms with them? So we have agreed as the committee that today we are only going to get a presentation on the administration where we'll be able to engage, you know, adequately with the department, and also to propose that next week come back on Thursday to get the rest of the other, you know, area again. Because it's not really going to be possible, Minister, to go through all this, you know, thoughts, and that's the conclusion that we have come to.
Thank you, Chairperson. We accept that the committee would like to deal with program one, but I am informed the department sent documentation much earlier. I also remember that in Pretoria, we dealt with quarter one, quarter two, quarter three. The only quarter that was not done, I think it was on the 27th of March, was quarter four, because we had not finalized quarter four, which was January to March, and agreed that in the next meeting we'll come to present quarter four. but I think the department can add. But my information is that information was sent much more earlier.
Before you come to DG, when we were in Pretoria, we had a lot to deal with, Minister. And I remember when you actually said that you have completed the first, the second, and the third quarter, you are only left with the fourth quarter. And the committee then proposed that we rather leave you, you know, not to present those, you know, other quarterly reports, so that we would get them all at the same time. So that has never been presented to the committee, first, the second, and quarter, the third quarterly report. They were never presented to them. Unless I am wrong, can somebody remind me from members whether we did get the first, second, and the third quarterly report? We are the ones who suggested that we get them all at the same time. And before that, the previous, the acting DG, when we requested for the report, he said to us he cannot, you know, he was not able at this stage to give us reports because they were linked to the federal strategy. That's what he said. If you remember, I'm not putting into it, but that's exactly what you said when we were still the acting DG, to say that he cannot give us, you know, the quarterly reports because they were due by then. And then we understood that you were working on the turnaround strategy, and you said to us, they are linked to the turnaround strategy. Hence, you could not give us those reports. But Minister, we never got those quarterly reports. That is why we are saying,
okay, I accept.
We are unable, you know, to deal with all the reports.
Okay, no, I accept. If that was the case, maybe I misunderstood, because there was a lot of work that was presented. Maybe I'm confused by that. But the reports are ready, all four of them now. The three quarterly reports for the first three quarters were ready when we were in Pretoria. The only one outstanding was the fourth quarter, and they are all ready right now. Maybe that's why I thought we had presented the three. However, we will accept what the committee would like us to present.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you, Chairperson, honourable members. I agree with the Minister. We will accept the ruling of the Portfolio Committee. Chairperson, we were requested to submit all four quarterly reports to the Portfolio Committee. And we sent an electronic version of all quarterly reports on the 7th of June. And we also couriered a hard copy for the Chairperson. Yes, we sent an email on the 7th of June, but we also sent a courier hard copy for the Chairperson. We accept, Chair and Honourable Members, the fact that when we were engaging our parliamentary liaison office of engagement, we were persuading, we tried to persuade to say that this is the end of the year. Can we not then rather present the annual report because we have completed performance for the whole 12 months? But we were told that no, the committee wants us to present each quarter. So we accepted that. We also accept the fact that we sent you, as you say, Honorable Chair, all the quarterly reports as we have presented them, and they were approved by the Executive Committee. They look bulky in the sense that your program one, what we had done is program one has got a number of sub-programs within it. So we had reported per sub-program and program one, and that led to this bulkiness in terms of the document. But what we have since resolved to do is that program one will consolidate it into one program so that it does not look bulky. Whilst we report all the objectives of program one, but we all separate them by internal audit, communication, legal services, which is what we have done. We will consolidate them into one program and kick up all the objectives of each sub-program, but not report them separately, which will reduce the bulkiness of the report, because program two and three and four are just as they are your wage, your children, and your rights for people with disabilities. And what we have also done is mindful of and acknowledging the fact that it is a bit past. What we have done is to summarize in terms of what has been achieved and what has not been achieved per quarter, per program. So we've got that, which is the summary, but I would imagine that Chair and Honourable Members, you would want to know exactly what were the challenges and how have we addressed those challenges. But at the end of each presentation, we would then present a financial implication of that particular program in terms of how we have performed in that program for that particular quarter. So you do have a summary at the end that reflects the budget per quarter per program. So but it's just that as I've indicated, program one is subdivided, which makes it a little bit of a challenge, but we have identified that and we will rectify that when we come to present the quarters for the 2013-2014 financial. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair, and TGN Minister, running members. I will then present Program 1. Starting with communication. In Qatar, the objective of the program is to communicate the management programs of the department and to ensure public appreciation and understanding of the role, communicate progress and achievements and challenges of the department as it receives its mandate, and also to render communication and media liaison services for the department.
Sorry, Chair, which one are you on now? Disability, okay. Equality, women, children, what program are they on now?
Corporate management. The one that has the third page. So this is the
corporate management.
Yes. Okay. Then I'm going unit by unit because the targets are broken down per unit. The first unit is communication. Okay.
Yeah,
if I may just start by reminding the comment that we had acknowledged as a department that the targets that we had set were not necessarily smart, and there were many of them, especially within corporate management, and which is why in this current financial year we've gone and reduced them and made sure that they are smart and also aligned to the resources that we have. The first target for quarter one here was to have a draft communication strategy consulted and approved. This target was not achieved as the department consulted with GCIS, and they were advised that the communication strategy that was drafted the previous financial year was still relevant. And as I said, Chairperson, some of the reasons as we went along during the year, we further interrogated them. But this was the situation in quarter one. The second one was events management policy developed and approved. Here we reported a partially achieved, which we have agreed with AG that it would be a non-achieved. And we say here the kind of events has been submitted and policy guidelines at the draft stage. The third target there was 16 weekly internal online publications and news flash produced. This was achieved as we had developed newsflash reports and these were produced consistently. And then the fourth one was that we wanted to have four media statements published of broadcast per week. In on this target, Chairperson, we actually exceeded the target, and we found that more than 20 media statements were issued, more than 20 radio and TV interviews were arranged for the executive authority. And then the last one was speeches drafted as per request and instruction, and this was achieved 100% of, because this is as a need, even when the speeches are required, then they are drafted. So all the speeches were done. And then the main achievements, they were carrying the responsibilities within limited budgets and also participating in the child protection week, which was not part of the ATP, and also participating in the national disability machinery and also the budget speeches. The challenges, and you will see the challenge consistently within the bunch or within other units and also in other branches when we come back next week, was budget and the staffing. With legal services, the main objective there was to review, develop and draft legislation and just provide general legal advisory to the department. And I'll go straight to the target chairperson. We had said that we will draft a gender equality bill drafted. This was achieved, Chair, as we know. Yes. So thank you, Mr. Women Empowerment and Gender Equality Bill. This was not started properly here, but that is the wage bill, which we did draft, and we're aware that it's still in the process, in the parliamentary processes. There was also the Commission on Gender Equality Amendment Bill, which was also revised. This target to say it was achieved. And the other one is the current legislation that impacts on the rights of women.
Yes. The one is not in Parliament, it's with the law advisor for certification. It has gone through public participation. It is now being finalized for certification so that it can be submitted to Parliament. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister.
Once we submit it to Cabinet, then it comes to Parliament. I think they will finalize this week. They have committed, they will finalize this week.
thank you. The other target was current legislation that impacts on the rights of women, children, and people with disabilities reviewed. Here we're supposed to have a framework. If you look at the indicator on the second row, the indicator there says a framework for review of constitutionality and harmonization of all legislation impacting on the rights of women, children, and people with disabilities developed. So remember, Chair, we had said that when some of the targets were not very smart, because now when you look at the first, when you look at the performance indicator and the target, there is that disjuncture. But we did develop the framework internally just to guide. But at this time, at this particular time, during the first quarter, this was not achieved because the document was still in a format, the draft concept paper was not yet finalized, due to lack of capacity and the fact that we have then reprioritized our resources towards the wage bill. The next target was MOUs with prioritized departments drafted. We did have MOUs drafted with some departments. And then two draft contract management protocols, departmental agreements and international agreements developed and circulated for comments. This was done in the first quarter, Chair, and we had promised that we would implement it in the second quarter. The other target was to draft litigation management strategy developed and consulted. This again was not achieved, Chairperson. And then it was then prioritized for the following quarter. Then, as I had initially indicated, the main achievements for this quarter were the draft bill, the TGE amendment bill. We also had workshops around the traditional courts bill, the draft contract management protocol. Then the challenges, as I said, Chairperson, this is consistent throughout all the branches, capacity and budget. Then we have a unit called resource management, which includes IT, HR, and security, which is its objective then is to provide effective leadership management and administrative support services, provide corporate services support to the department, also provide safe health and accessible accommodation for the department. The target there for the quarter was a revised organizational structure in line with the department's mandate finalized. This was not achieved. It was not achieved in line with the department's mandate, and it was then reprioritized for the next quarter. The second target there was the draft service delivery charter developed. We say that it was achieved. So the third one, the workplace skills plan developed and submitted to TCSA. This plan was submitted and developed, but we have to mention that it was just, you know, it was not a very ambitious workplace skills plan because the department had challenges financially. So we then targeted those three government training. So those are the ones that we prioritized in that workplace skills plan. And then PMS managed, here we say it was achieved. You will see as the year goes, because remember, as I said, Jefferson, that we interrogated these responses to say we achieved or we did not achieve. And then eventually you'll find that we then picked up that there were challenges with some of the targets. And then the last one here under HR is not the last one. Terms of reference for outsourcing of the EAP plan developed. This was achieved because the draft terms of reference were in place. And you will see that as the quarters go, eventually we say not achieved, because then eventually we're not able to appoint a service provider to do an EAP plan, because then we found that there was no funding for that. Despite lack of, so the main achievement was that despite the lack of funding, the protocol course was successfully presented by DELSCO, in which a number of FMS members and employees in the ministry attended. This was one of those free courses. The HRM unit also facilitated a financial awareness course. Settlement agreements for SMS members were submitted by 31 May, except that of the DG and one SMS member. We submitted the workplace skills plan on time. Inventory of required policies and procedures was developed. HRM oversight report was submitted on time with accurate figures. That would have been then for the previous financial year. The challenges in the department was the approval of the HR management committees had not taken place. And remember, these HR management committees relate to a number of areas like your skills plan, your employment equity, a number of outputs for HR. Lack of adequate funding for remuneration of employees, payment of performance bonuses and pay progression, as well as goods and services. Another challenge was the implementation of the new minimum HR delegations for the public service, processing of draft HR policies, operation of the departmental chamber. These were the challenges. We found that the processes were not moving fast enough in the departmental chamber. This is where you negotiate HR policies that are regarded as dealing with matters of mutual interest between employer and employees. And with regards to the IT unit, the target there was computer network implemented to enable remote connectivity. This was achieved as then all employees were able to access email outside the department. Develop an ICT governance framework. This was not achieved. And then it was then prioritized for the next quarter. The next target was draft internal security consultant. This, we say it was achieved. Draft occupational health and safety policy developed. This also, we say it was achieved in the quarter. And then with regards to suitable and compliant accommodation secured, the target for the first quarter was a needs analysis finalized. We did do a needs analysis and we submitted to the Department of Public Works, so we say this one was achieved. Then with regards to finance, I'll just go straight to the targets. The first target there was prioritization of projects according to funding allocated by Treasury. This, we say, it was not achieved. The allocated funds received from National Treasury were not sufficient for the department to perform according to the mandate. So we were not able to make sure that every activity that is or project that is planned is properly funded. The next target was monthly monitoring of budget versus expenditure and reporting of expenditure to responsibility managers on a monthly basis. This was achieved, Chairperson, as we're now able to inform managers, or at least on a monthly basis, what their budget situation looks like. The next target is in the monitoring capacity building facilitated. That target was achieved. Reports on policy audits and reviews compiled. We say on this target, Sheraton, we conducted desktop research on legislation. This is now in the research unit. We conducted desktop research on legislation and policy provisions pertaining to the protection of the rights of people with disabilities. And the next target was reports on policy audits and reviews compiled. This is that it was partially achieved. A draft policy development protocol framework for the department was developed. And the main achievements there were organization and holding national research in NABA, research information provided on any draft protocol to the African Charter on Human Rights and people with and people's rights on the rights of older persons, rendered support to the draft rural project proposals made by rural women for Minister of IDC project funding. We also provided support to the traditional cost bills health scheme. Convened study on violence against women, against children, drafting team, researched and compiled environmental profile reports during child protection. So these are just the additional activities that the unit research participated in. And then with regards to intersectoral and international coordination, the target there for the first quarter was to develop the draft coordination framework. Okay. We organized
and held the national research.
Thank you, DG. Apologies, Chairperson. I think the version that I had cut out some of the slides, but this is the correct version now. We are on slide 45, which is the same slide that I was looking at. It says main achievements under research. Go straight to the target. The first target there was prioritization of projects according to funding, and I've already indicated here. Monthly, so I'll go to the inner monitoring capacity building facilitated, that's the IYM
we say this was achieved. Then the second one is checklist on payments and implement, I mean, checklist on payments implemented and monitored. This one, Chairperson, was not achieved. And we said the reason for that was that checklists are implemented, but monitoring thereof is not fully implemented. The delay is also due to the time it takes for the verification of banking details at, on SafetyNet, which is the system that we use with Treasury to process payments. The next target there is draft policies consulted and business processes approved. This one we said also it was not achieved, and the reason is that due to the closing of the financial year and the related audit of the department, no additional policies have been drafted in this quarter. Remember, the first quarter happens in April when the finance unit is busy with closing the books and AG is also doing audits. The next target is implementation of internal control mechanism processes and procedures facilitated, i.e. implementation of logis. We said this was partially achieved because in terms of the logis, first phase of logis has been implemented, but because it was not 100% implemented, we could not say fully achieved, so it's not achieved as per agreement between us and AD. But we eventually installed the system 100%, but its utilization now is done phase by phase. The next target is drafted policies for approval and drafting of business processes and from approved policies. This one is not also, it's also not properly articulated, Chairperson, but the policies were approved and the business processes as well were approved, and third, this one was achieved. Update movable asset register, quarterly asset verification. This, Chairperson, you will see later that we have challenges with regards to verification. But in the first quarter, we had said that the verification had been done. So the main achievements there were that draft AFS for 2011-12 has been submitted to the relevant authority on the due date to National Treasury, and that the IIM reported to National Treasury is done on a monthly basis, indicating the expenditure. This indicator is also tested. We then later found that internally we were not doing it properly. We were only submitting the IIM to National Treasury, but we're not doing it with the executing authority. So it was one of the things that we had to improve during the year. And then, Chairperson, if I can then... Okay, let me just articulate the main achievements. The following policies have been approved and implemented. Remember, there was a target like that, policies approved. So these are the policies that we're talking about. Accounting officer system for SDM, policy on international and domestic travel, policy on landline, 3G card and cell phone management, asset management policy. We also established departmental grid education committees. We introduced a complaint and complaint register for the international travel agency so that we can be able to monitor how the travel agency is performing so that we can have interventions when necessary. Challenges, again, as I said, consistent with, throughout the unit's human capacity and financial resources continue to be a challenge. The unit is also experiencing challenges regarding implementation of lobbies, regarding, I mean, in as far as levels of authorization are concerned. Also, with regards to asset management requires a full-time person. Since the 12-month activity that requires asset barcoding, asset verification, disposal of assets, and loss control. So human capacity was a challenge for this unit during this quarter. Again, Chairperson, human capacity constraints. The unit is experiencing a huge challenge regarding staff to perform all the relevant functions and finance effectively.
The challenge is both skills and the number of people. There is also no financial control unit responsible for document control and safekeeping, which is a major risk. And remember, sir, this is like the first quarter. To implement all compliance matters in finance, more staff is needed, as currently the segregation of duties might be under scrutiny and will be a major risk if not addressed. We have made some progress, but we still require more resources within financing as far as compliance is concerned. Now, with the research and policy development unit, their objective is basically to provide research support and advisory services to ensure effective knowledge information management services, to render policy development coordination and support services. For quarter one, we said research projects supported and advised, and one of the reports that we played on advising and supporting was the study on violence against children. This was partially achieved in the sense that the second draft of the minister's signature publication was submitted. The second one is research project supported and advised, the 100th year women contribution study. This also was not achieved, but we've recently partially achieved because there were some activities that happened which were like literature review is ongoing for the 100 years. Study conceptual framework was being developed. Also, a research project supported and advised, and one of the projects here was audit of special schools. This was also not achieved in this quarter. So we said it was partially achieved because we provided support towards the analysis and developing the first draft report on the special schools survey. The next one is research project supported and advised. Okay, this one then applies to, remember the research unit would have certain targeted research projects that they will support, but then also leave one KPI for any other request that may come up. And the progress here with regards to the scholars that we acquired and conducted synthesis of current research findings on 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children, and shared the findings with the Women Empowerment and Gender Equality Branch. The next target for this unit was National Research Forum established. This target was achieved in that consultation on the establishment of a research forum was held during the Research Inaba Commission. Core team to plan forum activities were established. The Research Inaba on Women, Children, People with Disabilities were also then held on the 21st to the 22nd of June 2012. But this is now in the quarters that followed, but in the first quarter we see the consultations happen. Institutional arrangements at national departments analyzed as the next target. The one we said it was partially achieved, captured completed personnel from 40 national departments. We also gave draft report presented at the National Gender Machinery on the 19th of June. This was also, this target chairperson was not achieved basically. So this is just the activities that the unit was busy with towards this target, but the target was not achieved. The next quarter is, the next target for this quarter was a program of action on knowledge information management approved. The target chairperson was not achieved. We did not have the resources to develop the target, to develop the plan of action. Research on knowledge information strategy conducted. Again, this target was not achieved because the unit was under a this unit was developed on the basis that there would be a person appointed to do this particular work, and we could not appoint the person due to resources constraints. Reports on policy audits and reviews compiled. The SUN, we said it was achieved because we conducted the desktop research on legislation and policy provisions pertaining to the protection of the rights of people with disabilities, which is basically a policy and a legislative audit. We provided research on comprehensive rural development sites. The next says report on policy audits and reviews compiled. This was not achieved, a draft policy, but the activity that happened towards this target was that a draft policy development protocol framework for the department was developed. Then this is just a summary of the main achievements of this unit. The fact that we organized a research, national research in ABBA, research information provided on the AU draft protocol to the African Charter on human and people's rights on the rights of older persons, rendered support to the draft rural product proposal made by Rural Women for Ministers IDC project, provided support to the transitional court delta team, convened study on violence against children, a drafting team, researched and compiled environmental profile reports during child protection week. Other supplementary projects included supporting and being part of the departmental task team during the child protection week, supported CRR grant with the planning of the online child safety portal launch, compliance with Section 32 reports with regards to the Promotion of Access to Information Act, Section 32 of the Promotion of Access to Information Act, Chairperson. We also provided responses with regards to that act as a request that was submitted to the department. With regards to intersectoral and international coordination, the targets there, I'm on slide number 49. The first target was to develop a draft stakeholder coordination framework. This framework was developed and approved. The draft framework was developed. And the next target is draft plan action for national and international commemoration of events developed and implemented. There the unit achieved this and said it's also subject to consultation with branches for implementation, strategy and role clarification. And so person, you would recall that eventually when we get to the fourth quarter, we are assisted by AG as well to verify some of these targets. And eventually we then take a decision as to whether it was achieved or not achieved. The next target is identify, engage, and consolidate database management system. This is with regards to stakeholder database management. This one was not achieved, and instead we are continuously updating the database. The next target is identify and coordinate partnerships. It's a continuous exercise, and we continue to identify stakeholders and coordinate them as and when we needed to have those stakeholders meeting with the relevant branches, either women or children or people with disabilities. So this target was achieved. Consultation on draft donor funding register. This unit initiation and coordination to be done by intersectoral units, but we felt that this target had been achieved. Draft fundraising guidelines developed. This target was not achieved, Jefferson, and in the fourth quarter we then I think subsequently it was then moved to this current financial year, but it was not achieved. And then the next target, there was draft guidelines and standards on multi and bilateral reports developed and consulted. This also was not achieved. We had said that it partially achieved because there were activities that were done towards it. Schedule on participation of multi and bilateral country reports consulted. This was not achieved, Chairperson. Draft stakeholder coordination from the main achievements for this unit are basically the draft stakeholder coordination framework and the program of action for national and international commemoration events developed and implemented. Then, regards to the strategic management unit, whose main objective is to provide efficient executive and administrative support to the minister and the department. The first target there was draft institutional and M&E policy register developed. The target was achieved in that the draft institutional policy was developed. Development of a policy register responsibility was subsequently moved to policy research and development unit, but the policy on M&E was achieved. The next target is draft institutional M&E framework developed. We say here the person the target was achieved because the M&E framework was developed. And then the third one is the first phase of electronic M&E system finalized. This was not achieved as we did not have system development capabilities within the image. So we're currently using a desktop a system. Then the next target is the QSRM, which is a quarterly strategic reports, the quarterly report that we submit to the minister and treasury, facilitated and reported and reports compiled. So these meetings, they are convened quarterly to consider the quarterly report. So we say the meetings are convened and the reports as well are submitted for the meeting to consider. Then the next target, there is first draft of annual reports developed and submitted to the Auditor General. The progress there is that this was achieved in that the first draft annual report was developed and submitted to AG and the DG, and was also presented to EXCO. Then the next target there is DWCPD participate and contribute in the FOSAT clusters. We participate in the FOSAT clusters as the FOSAT program, and this unit is responsible for facilitation of representation in these meetings, and this was done, it was achieved. Just a summary of the achievements. Basically, it is the draft institutional and NE policy, and the policy register, which then, well, this is not basically an achievement because this responsibility was moved to another unit, and then also contributed at the FOSAT cluster. We drafted the institutional and NE framework. We facilitated the development of quarterly reports and also the draft annual report. With regards to internal audit, Chairperson, you recall that at this time we did not have an internal audit person or director, and the most targets here were not achieved. The first one was internal audit charter developed. It was not achieved, but now it has been developed. An audit committee that had developed. This was achieved because at the time we did have an audit committee and it did develop its own audit charter. Risk management committee established and charter developed. This was also not achieved, Chairperson, as we did not have a committee at the time. Then the next target is strategic risk assessment completed and report it. This was also not achieved because we only managed to do a draft strategic assessment. So the strategic assessment was not finalized. Operational risk assessment workshop facilitated. A workshop was facilitated, but we felt that we needed to review the risks so that they are aligned to the strategic risks. So the ones that were highlighted in the workshop needed to be aligned to the strategic risks. Then the next target is strategic and assessment plan monitor to alignment. This was not achieved. Thank you. This was not achieved because of the delays in the establishment of internal audit unit, as I had indicated. Then the next target was information for the internal audit procedure manual compiled. Not achieved, Chairperson, because we did not have an internal auditor, so we did not have the expertise to do this. The next target is management responses to auditor general findings analyzed. This was not achieved. Anti-fraud and corruption committee established, not achieved, Chairperson. The reasons are the same, because we did not have the capacity. Coaching and training plan developed, not achieved. Awareness campaigns on anti-fraud and corruption strategy, not achieved. I mean, conducted, not achieved. So that is the end of program one. Quarter one. Yes. So I don't know if you want me to go to quarter two.
No.
With regards to quarter two, Chairperson, okay, so this the target on communication strategy continues in the next quarter, and you said it should be implemented, and we say this was achieved because all the media engagement and speeches and branding in accordance with the communication strategy was done. Key messages were developed for Women's Month, for instance. With regards to internal communication, this also was done. And then we said we will have 16 online editions of Newsflash produced, and these were produced. We said we'll have at least 4 media statements published or broadcast per week. We exceeded again on this target, Chairperson. Then with regards to speeches as well, we achieved the target, Chairperson. Then with regards to legal services, drafting the target here was to support to parliamentary processes to enact legislation. And here the activity was just a continuous activity with regards to the CGE Amendment Bill and the WG Act Bill. The audit of or the review of current legislation that impacts on the rights of women, children and people with disabilities was not achieved. MOUs with departments, so this target was carried through to the next quarter as well, and we say it was achieved. Stakeholder input consolidated and approved with regard to contract management. This was done, but it was not approved, so we said it's not achieved. Litigation management strategy not achieved. And then with regards to resource management, chapter 10, which is slide number 16. The first target there was revised organizational structure submitted to the DPSA. As I go through, I want again the committee to be mindful of the fact that we did acknowledge that our targets were not smart. So we said the organizational structure submitted to the DPSA for approval, and so on. We say it was partially achieved because approval is not yet obtained, and still depending on the implementation of the HR committees, HR planning policies. Draft service delivery chart consulted and approved. Also, this one was not achieved because, again, we depended on the SDIP, which is Service Delivery Improvement Committee, established, and it had not yet been established. Then the next target was identified training interventions coordinated. Partially achieved because we were only able to honor those trainings that were free, but not necessarily those that staff had identified and say, I need to be capacitated in this area because of lack of funding. PMS managed, this one we said it was achieved. And then employee assistance program implemented, again this one, Chairperson, remember in the first quarter in terms of reference developed. So in the second quarter now we're supposed to implement this program, but because there was no funding we couldn't, so this one is not achieved. Then the next target was so my presentation goes to one DG is assisting me to correct, because I think the mistake that happened with the first quarter also happened in this second quarter as well in the copying of the document. The target today was additional network file servers and databases implemented. This was partially achieved in that we did get additional storage disk that we procured, but ideally we're supposed to have, it should not be on disk, it's supposed to be on the network, but due to funding challenges, we had to get storage disk so that, I mean, that is our backup, page 19. Okay, then the next one, ICT committee established, this one we say it was actually achieved because the committee was not established. Then draft internal security policy approved, the policy was not approved and therefore the target was not achieved. Again, draft OHS policy consulted, now partially approved because the draft policy was circulated to OHS representatives.
Are you listening to this? Now, which one are we on this
chain? It looks like this. It says branch, administration, unit, corporate management, quarterly report, second quarter.
Second quarter.
Okay. And then page
19.
Branch, unit. Like so. Branch, unit, corporate management. And I say quarterly report, second quarter.
You know, even if small things are small, the quality of the
targets were not achieved for the quarter. Then the next slide is page 21, which was continued to the need analysis submitted. The need analysis, remember, we submitted them to lead them to public work in quarter one, but still there was no response from quarter one, from DPW. So now, because our needs analysis, we did not have some kind of indication as to whether, yes, we confirm you will get a space that is in accordance with your needs analysis, then we said this was not achieved, as the committee is aware that we're still in that building. This is basically a repeat what I've already said, Chairperson, so I'll go straight to the next unit with each branch of, each target, which is financial management, and it's page 26. Quarter two targets, the first target for this unit.
Sorry, I'm skipping now page 22, 23, 24. Those are the pages.
Yes. Okay. Then, first target here was MTEF inputs and adjustment estimates to National Treasury submitted. This was submitted, Chair. We could not miss the sense of their target date. Monthly, the second one is monthly monitoring and reporting of budget and expenditure. We continued to provide managers with their reports on a monthly basis, so this was achieved. In-year monitoring implemented, this was achieved. Checklist on payment and implementation. On payment implemented and monitored, this was not achieved, Chairperson, as there were certain instances where the banking details, this explanation carries on throughout the financial year, Chairperson, that we sometimes experience challenges in processing payments because we're on the safety net protects some company detail. Then the business processes implemented, this was not achieved for this quarter due to the fact that we are focusing on MTF and A&E processes and the business program, the business plans. Then the next target there is implementation of internal control mechanism, processes and procedures facilitated. This was not achieved, Chairperson, in that in terms of the second phase of second phase of LOGIS was implemented, but it was not enabling us to say this target is fully achieved. Business processes for approval, implementation of approved business processes table. This was also not achieved. So, It's partially achieved, Chairperson, because there are certain activities that happened, but between us and AG, there is no such thing as partially achieved. So it's either achieved or not achieved. Yes. Then I'll then jump to this slide 20, up to slide 34. So I'm now on page 35, which is research. The research and policy unit. The first target, they again, remember, get this target carries out throughout the year. And we say that this was not achieved because, remember, it's actually achieved. We had done those academic reviewers. We appointed them and draft three of the signature publication was developed. And we said to address this non-achievement, we will have meeting with reviewers in October. And then the next target chair again, which was 100-year women contribution study, it was not achieved. And we say the final draft of the research proposal was developed, and it's not achieved. Then the audit of special schools, again, in this quarter, this target was not met. We say draft reports for the two provinces, which is Northern Cape and Mpumalanga, are in place, but they still continue to collect data. Then to address this, we said we'll acquire data capturers from Department of Communications to capture the data using new template designed by Statistics South Africa. And then the next target is the study on disability units in higher education institutions. A desktop research was conducted on disability units in the higher education institutions, and you say this target, Chairperson, was achieved. The next target for this unit is ongoing search input and support to the three sectors through data analysis and report writing. We said sourcing, acquisition of relevant findings and analysis and interpretation, draft synthesis reports within sectors. Here, Chair, we articulate the many things that we said we achieved, which basically we provided research support to the Deputy Minister on anti-poverty strategy. And we participated in a disability research forum in UCT, provided input on the report on UN High Commissioner on Human Rights, participated in the International Research Forum, and then the National Council Against Gender-Based Violence. We provided input there, for, like research input as well. And we also submitted written notes on the Nepal visit and presented, and then we also did presentation on violence against children made to the Namibian parliamentary delegation. Remember, this is just on an ad hoc basis where you are requested to say there is this particular activity taking place in the department and we need background information. So the research unit would then go and provide and do that kind of research. So this is what we are talking about here, Chairperson, and say we achieved. Then the plenary for National Research Forum convened. This was achieved in quarter one. So this goes to the smartness now of the target. Because the thing was done in quarter one, and now we still have it in quarter two. So we had achieved early on it. Draft report on institutional arrangement compiled. This is not achieved, Chairperson. And then we then regarding the implementation of KIM services, which is Knowledge Information Management, is because we were planning to appoint the KIM specialist. This was not achieved, as I said, that we did not have money for that. Then the second target that we planned on doing was to publish a section 14 manual. Now that's the, we call it Access to Information Manual. And this, the manual was drafted, and we also processed the inquiries. And then staff records management policy developed, and we say here the draft records management policy was completed. Draft access to information policy developed, and we said we did draft an access to information policy. Then the next target there is the first draft knowledge information strategy. This was not achieved again, and because we did not have the knowledge information management specialist. Reports, the next target is reports and policy audits and reviews compiled. This again was not achieved, Chairperson, but partially achieved. Also rendering policy development, coordination, and support services. Just remember these are ad hoc activities, so we say it's achieved because then we can articulate what we did do, what kind of support did we render in terms of policy development. Then I go now to slide 43 to talk about intersectoral and international coordination. The target on slide 44. The first one is consultation of draft stakeholder coordination framework. And this one we say it was achieved. Consult identified stakeholders on program of action implemented. This one was not achieved, Chairperson, as we're still consulting internally. Continuous update of stakeholder database management system. This, Chairperson, is a continuous exercise, so you can get to a point where you say it's done. So every quarter, then we are reporting it, and we are saying it's achieved, because as and when we get new stakeholders, we updated our database. Then the next target is identify and coordinate partnerships. This was done, although we felt that it was not adequately done, and therefore we recorded it as partially achieved. Submission of donor funding register for approval. This is also a continuous process. Consultation on draft fundraising policy with relevant stakeholders. This was also not achieved, Chairperson. Guidelines on and standards on MAPI and bilateral country reports submitted for approval. This was partially achieved because the guidelines were currently being reviewed at the time, so it's not achieved. Regular participation for multi and bilateral report consulted, not achieved again. Then I will not repeat the main achievements, Chairperson. I'll go straight to slide number 49, which is strategic management unit. Again, there, Chairperson, the first target was the draft institutional M&E policy and register coordinated. This is say it was achieved because policy was consulted, but the register was not achieved. Remember I had said that it was moved to another unit. Draft institutional M&E framework consulted. What you find, Chairperson, was that we were not able, I'm not going back to the previous target, the register on policies. Because it was moved from this unit, we omitted to update the APP. So we did, the unit that this task was targeted, which is reset, did not officially report on it, but in our meetings they would report where they are, because the register was eventually achieved, Chairperson. Then the next target there is second draft of strategic plan developed. This was not achieved. And then the next one is first draft of annual performance plan for 2013 developed. And this one we say the first draft was submitted to National Treasury and therefore it's achieved. The second phase of electronic and M&E system finalized. This one again, Chairperson, was not achieved because we really did not have the expertise to develop the system. And then the next one is MPET, which is Management Performance Assessment Tool, which is something managed by the PME, Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation. Thank you. We said MPET finalized. This one was not achieved in the we said the reason is that in the second quarter, the PME has workshops on MPET and the departments are expected to submit their reports during the third quarter. So the department actually had to be engaged and trained on how to populate the system because we do this thing on the electronic system, so we needed to train and all of that. But this was then done eventually. The quarterly strategic review management meetings were also facilitated, as I had said. But in this particular quarter, we reported as partially achieved because the quarter two template with targets has been circulated to the programs, but then we were not able to meet the deadline. So on this target, Chairperson, in this particular quarter, we were not able to achieve, so we didn't meet the target. The second draft, the next one is the second draft of annual report finalized. This was achieved because the annual report was finalized. And then we say the next one is DWCBG participation and contribution in a COSAT cluster coordination coordinated. This one, Chairperson, happens automatically, as I had said. All that the unit does is to coordinate departmental participation. So this was done, Chairperson. And I will then skip the next two slides and go to slide 54, which is internal audit. Slide 55, which is where the targets begin. Now, at this particular point, we had appointed the director, but I think she had just started. So the first target is audit charter, treasury regulation, and King III report on corporate governance aligned. And this was achieved. Charter, treasury regulations, and King III report. Okay, this one is duplicated, Chairperson. And I think the first one, if we can just... This now is the charter for the audit committee. This one was not achieved because the audit committee recommended that additional amendments be done. So the draft was tabled, but it could not be finalized, so it's not achieved. And the next one is regular meetings and charter, now for the risk management committee. Regular meetings and charter finalized, and this was not achieved. And the committee had also not been established at the time. Then the next target is report compiled and risk assessment rates maintained. This was not achieved, Chairperson, as we're not able to align the strategic risks, the strategic plan to the strategic risks, but we're continuing to get support from National Treasury. Operational, the next one is operational risk assessment report submitted. Again, this was not achieved because we first needed to articulate the strategic risks. And then the next one is strategic and annual performance plan monitored for alignment. This was not achieved, and here it's because we did not have capacity. Then the next one, Chairperson, on slide 57, is internal audit procedure manual developed. For this quarter, we said to have not achieved because draft internal audit methodology had been established. Had been developed, but we needed to have the whole manual. We then said corrective action there was that the special audit committee meeting will be called after appointment of additional members to approve the methodology. And this subsequently happened, Chairperson. The next one is management responses to Auditor General South Africa analyzed. This was not achieved, and we say because the action plans were finalized by end of September. What happens is that once AG has findings, then management must compile an action plan. So because the action plan was not ready by quarter two, then the analysis of the responses could not happen. But subsequently it then happened. Anti-fraud and corruption strategy developed. This was not achieved. Chairperson, the draft fraud prevention policy developed, but it was not approved. Then the next one is training workshops conducted. This would now be called a workshop on risk management. This was not achieved. The draft risk management policy not yet approved at the time. And then we also said awareness campaign on anti-fraud and corruption strategy conducted. We said that anti-fraud awareness campaign will be organized in the next quarter. Then that is the end of quarter two.
I don't know which one to do now, so I'll get one to do. Oh, shit. You want to pick this? I'm going to ask you now.
Oh. Then, with regards to communication, Chairperson, the communication strategy implemented, we continued again to have all those activities that I mentioned in the communication strategy. This was then achieved. Developmental events implemented, achieved. 15 online editions on news flash produced, achieved. And then 4 media statements published or broadcast per week, this was also achieved. Speeches as per request, this was achieved. With regards to legal services, this is page 11. Slide 11. Yes. So this was basically a continuing target chairperson, and it was achieved. Contract management protocol not achieved again as per the previous quarter, and the litigation management strategy chairperson. So these are the things that were not achieved, which is the litigation strategy, contract management protocol, and the analysis of impact of legislation that impacts on women, children, and people with disabilities also not achieved. With regard to human resources, which is slide number 17, HR plan revised and submitted to the DPSA. This again was not achieved, because those committees were not in place. Awareness campaigns on service delivery charter, again not achieved because the committees were not in place. Alignment of job profiles, CDPs and workplace skills plan and PMDS, this one was achieved. Manage and review impact of development provided to employees, this was not done, was not achieved. PMDS managed, as I had said in quarter one, Chairperson, I said you will see later in the reports that we then get to a point where we said this indicator, this target is not achieved, because then we started assessing and found that there was at least 70% compliance, a level 2 to 12 was 70% compliance, and then 30% compliance at SMS level. So this one then we then said it's not achieved, but then we put measures in place to improve. Employee assistance program still not achieved, Chairperson, because we did not outsource the service as we did not have money. Now it's IT. Additional backup storage devices implemented. This was achieved in the sense that even though there is no bigger space you know, bigger storage area, but we managed to get portable desks that will allow us to store IT information so that we can be able to backup, use it as backup should anything happen to the system. Established IT policies and standards, this was not achieved. And then internal security policy implemented. The policy was drafted, and we say this was achieved. I mean the policy implemented. So we say the policy was implemented and achieved. Draft OHS policy consulted, partially achieved. Then needs analysis, this one person is not achieved because remember, although we had identified the needs and we did a needs analysis, but the process then came to a standstill because then we were not getting feedback from public works. Now, with regards to, okay, I will jump this because in this particular quarter we then gave feedback on the targets that were not achieved in the previous quarter. Today, what was the progress there? It's three, but it, that's why I'm jumping it, because here we had actually given a status, it just relied on the status of the quarter two targets that were not achieved. Okay, for instance, these targets were not achieved in the previous quarter. But there was then some movement in the sense that we had now, with regards to revised organizational structure submitted to DPSA for approval, there was some progress in the sense that the HR committees had been appointed, and then alignment to be ensured between adjusted HR plan and turnaround strategy, and then adjusted HR plan to be submitted to the DPSA by end of February. Which then eventually happened, and then the service delivery charter consulted and approved. The committee now, that remember initially we said we couldn't do this because there was no committee. Now the committee has been established, and what we can report right now is that we are now busy with DPSA assisting us to do a service delivery plan. Identified training interventions, this one still say that we were not able to train people because the 1% was not there. And then the EAD program, still not implemented, but we did coordinate some activities that relate to employee assistance. Then with regards to financial management, which is page 28, training, the first part is...
Sorry, I was skipping the other side.
Yes. Okay. With regards to 26, page 26, Chairperson, we said additional network file servers or databases implemented. There was still funding available in 2012, and then procurement of file servers and database system deferred to 2013-14 if funding is available. And then ICT committee established, the terms of reference are being drafted. And then information security policy implemented. Then this process again was still a process had been initiated, and we are just consulting internally. So if I can then jump the budget slide and go to financial management, page 28. The first target there is training budget related. Training budget-related matters to program conducted. This was not achieved, Chairperson. As we had capacity issues, and we then focus our efforts on improving or addressing audit periods and audit outcomes. Then monthly monitoring of budget versus expenditure, this we achieved because we continuously provided these reports. In-year monitoring implemented, again, this one was achieved. Checklist on payments implemented and monitored, again, this one was not achieved because still on the challenges that we faced with regards to the safety net. Then the next challenge target is adherence to business processes monitored. This, the Director of Finance continues to monitor it, and we say it was achieved. Monthly and quarterly interim financial statement compiled and submitted. This was not achieved, Chairperson. And then the next one is implementation of internal control mechanism processes and procedures facilitated. This again, we're only able to do it at 7%, so it's not achieved. This was not the locus implementation. Adherence to approved business processes, again, this was not at 10% because we felt that we're only at 50%. And then with the 10% submission, should I talk to this slide? This one is fairly, is just an update on the quarter two targets that were not achieved. We said then locus is the, at this particular time locus was now live, but is currently being piloted for full rollout in 2014. We have now appointed a logistics clerk and been appointed to assist with locus full rollout, and yeah, others are just repeating that I've mentioned them. Then if I can then jump chapter into slide 34, which is research and policy development. Again, I had spoken to this in the previous quarter, and this is a continuing target, Jefferson. Violence against children report achieved, and 100-year women contribution study not achieved, Jefferson, because we still don't have us, and the audit of special schools at the time, the report had not been finalized, Jefferson. But then the capture, because at the time we're still battling with finalizing the capture. So then the capture was finalized, I think, around December, January, through the assistance of the OC. Then research projects, the next target is research projects supported. This is now the general one, that where we just report on any other ad hoc requests for research support. And here we say we did an analysis of the 2011 census, provided inputs as and when were required towards the minister's speech on a number of projects, including the gender-based violence summit. We did a desktop review of the universities offering gender studies. We also, the next target is draft report consulted with stakeholders. Now this is the report on institutional arrangements tabled in line with Chief Directorate Institutional Support and Capacity Development. We say that this was not achieved because the draft report was not yet finalized. And then the next target there is plenary meeting for National Research Forum. This was achieved because we held plenary meetings on unaccompanied children who cross into South African borders. Then the next target there is staff consultated on knowledge information management, KIM. This one is not achieved, Chairperson, for the same reason being the unavailability of the KIM specialist. And then the next one, again, it's a recurring target. It was achieved, and we report in the same way that the prior manual was in place, and the records, the draft records management policy has been completed, and draft access to information policy has been completed. Then, quarter three, draft report consulted with stakeholders. And this one, and then the next target is policy coordination and support services rendered. Here we say it was achieved because we supported the development of the SDC dialogue. And then policy development framework approved. This one was not achieved because the framework was still not approved. We're still consulting internally. Policy register maintained. Now, this is that target that I was talking about, saying it does not stand alone here within research. But in this particular quarter, then, we then encouraged the unit to talk to it, even though it's not in their APT. So they are reporting there that it was achieved because the policy register is in place. Then, if I can then jump the summary, because these are things that I had said. Now I'll go to intersectoral, which is page 44. The first target there is develop final draft stakeholder connection framework and submit for approval. This was not achieved, Chairperson, because it had not been approved yet, but at the target there was actually that we must just draft it and submit it, not that it becomes approved. So it's achieved, basically, Chairperson. It's not achieved, but it was not approved at the time. Then implement the consultation of program of action for national and international commemoration events. This is say it was achieved. It was a plan of action for international participation developed, and it was just awaiting approval at the time that it had been developed. But it was not implemented, Chairperson. These are the other, we did not tamper with the report, Chairperson, because this is what we had been reported previously. But as we went along auditing the information, some of the things then we adjusted. Continuous update for stakeholder database management system. This we said it was achieved and updated continuously. Target 3, identify and coordinate partnerships. This was achieved as partnerships identified and coordinated. Partnerships were identified and coordinated on an ongoing basis. And then we said manage and report on donor funding received. We said this was achieved. And then fundraising guidelines finalized and submitted. This was not achieved, Chairperson. Guidelines and standards on multilateral and bilateral country reports implemented. This we say it was achieved. Schedule on participation for multi and bilateral activities. Event inputs coordinated. This we say it was achieved. Then, Chairperson, I'd like, with your permission, to skip this one. Then achievements, which is basically the stakeholder coordination. But we also coordinated main forum, so we're actually unpacking some of the coordination, but the report on the target remains, so it doesn't change. So I'd like to dump the slide. Again, this one. Then, strategic management, this is page 50, Chairperson. This is 48. Yes. This one, Chairperson, does not belong in this unit because it relates to strategic management. It's for the next thing that I will talk to each other. A second draft of strategic plan developed to this unit because I'm reporting on intersectoral. Yes, I apologize.
Why is there a driving? Why is it in this package?
Well, I think it's on the singular intersectional unit, what you are just saying, but it should be on the next one. It is strategic management.
Yes,
it's misplaced, and I apologize for that. Okay. So, So I'll start probably with strategic management. Again, the institutional M&A policy, this is one unit that kept their targets consistent throughout the quarter, so, and the reporting remains the same for each quarter, because the policy, it was approved, but then register moved to the other unit, and performance management framework approved, strategic plan approved, but it was not achieved at the time. And the APP for the next year. Then draft E&E document, this was achieved because the draft E&E document was submitted to Treasury. This was just to make sure that the department submits the required documents on time. Then the electronic M&E system implemented. This Chairperson, we said it was not achieved because we didn't have the resources, and this continued throughout the year. And then MPET finalized. Yes, it was achieved because then we participated in the MPET processes, and eventually the department signed off on the MPET assessment results as required by DPME, and we met the target. Then, I mean the target date as well. Then the quarterly meetings where we coordinate the reports. Again, in this quarter we had a challenge because we were not able to compile the reports on time. And at this particular time, we're experiencing capacity challenges as well within this unit chairperson. The next one is final annual report tables. This was achieved. DWCPD participation in FOSAT achieved. Again, chairperson, as I reported. Then here is just a summary to say these are the main achievements. Chairperson, this is the slide that I'm jumping in all the other presentations, but it's just a summary to say the institutional M&E policy was approved, and the fact that the institutional M&E framework also approved, the name of the framework was changed to Framework for Performance Management, and was approved. So basically saying we did approve, so it's a repetition of what I had already presented. And also the annual report I have already reported that we did submit. The second draft of the strategic plan developed. This, at the time, we said that we'll review it as per strategy, and it will be ready by end of January 2013. And then the MPET finalized, I've already alluded to this, that we did coordinate this and assisted by internal audit as well. And so this is a duplication, Chairperson. Then internal audit, which is the last unit. So in this particular quarter here, we had already appointed the director internal audit. We say that the audit charter consulted, the audit charter was consulted, and this target is approved. Audit committee charter consulted, the audit committee charter was consulted and approved. The first audit charter, there is an internal audit charter, Chairperson. I apologize that we left out the word internal. And then regular meetings and charter finalized. This was this is the draft tourist management committee. This said during this quarter it was not achieved because the committee was not in place yet. But then it said in the interim, what we will do, we will utilize, tour management meeting will be utilized as risk management quarterly, risk management committee quarterly, so that when tour management sits on its agenda, it has risk management as a standing agenda item, and then quarterly it considers risk matters. And that is usually accepted, Chairperson, but it's always a good idea to have an independent risk audit, risk committee. The risk committee later will report that it was eventually established. Then the next target is report compiled and risk assessment register maintained. This, again, Chairperson, was not achieved. And then operational risk assessment submitted. This, because it depended on the first one, it was not achieved. And then we said strategic and annual performance plan monitored and aligned. This if I can go back, Chairperson, to them, not go back, but just read the performance indicator there. The performance indicator says approved audit report on strategic and annual performance plans developed. So the target was that the strategic and annual performance plans monitored for alignment. This was not achieved, but the internal audit plan was approved, though. And then the next target is internal audit procedure manual submitted to audit committee for approval. This eventually was done. It was achieved. Management responses to ACSA analyzed. So now because management had finalized the action plan, then internal audit was able to analyze the responses. So in this quarter, this was achieved. Anti-fraud and corruption strategy developed. This was not achieved, but we did approve a policy per person. And then the next step there was the training workshops conducted for the risk committee. This was not achieved, Chairperson, and said awareness campaigns on anti-fraud and corruption strategy conducted. This again was not achieved. And then just the status report on these targets, on the previous quarter targets that were not achieved. It was the quarterly meetings and charter finalized. The risk management committee was the most for approval by the audit committee eventually, and the risk committee was then going to be established by the 28th of February. Then the report compiled and risk assessment register maintained. The risk assessment process was then, we had been moved to strategy management so that internal audit can focus on internal audit processes only. And then we initiated processes of appointing a director risk, which eventually we did, but due to verification processes, we're not able to appoint on time. Operational risk assessment report submitted. Risk assessment process, again, here, because this unit is now reporting only on internal audit, then their response here was that this has been moved to internal audit. But the operational risk, we have drafted, because we've done workshops for staff and set by National Treasury as well. I think we conducted two workshops and we came up with draft register, but now it needs to be confirmed, Chairperson, that's the latest that we can report on risk management. And I've also spoken to training workshops. And then anti-fraud and corruption strategy developed. The strategy development still in progress at the time. The strategy will be finalized by the end of the financial year. Then that is the end of quarter three, Chairperson. Then the final quarter. So this one, in the way it's packaged, the presentation that was in here, we are starting with the internal audit. The audit charter approved, audit committee charter approved, because then the target again was in this quarter again. Regular risk management committee meetings and data approved. This was not achieved, Chairperson. And then reports compiled and risk assessment register maintained. This again was partially achieved, so we agreed that we'll say it is not achieved. Regular operational assessments completed, this was not achieved. And then strategic and annual performance plans monitored for alignment by internal audit, and this we say it was achieved. Internal audit procedure manual approved. This had been achieved, Chairperson. Implementation plans that are satisfactory to internal audit verification report and findings. Sorry, Chairperson. Implementation plans that are internal to internal audit verified right, then report findings of management and the audit steering committee. This is that target is just articulated differently in this quarter. It's that target of analyzing or verifying management action plans against the Auditor General's findings. And remember, we said in the third quarter that this was achieved because now management had to analyze their action plan. So also in quarter four, we say it was achieved because we continued analyzing management's quarterly, action plans. Implementation of the strategy monitored and reviewed. This was not achieved, Chairperson, as the unit had to, there's just one session and then the unit had to juggle between other priorities. Then training was first conducted, as we said, it was achieved. And say awareness campaigns on anti-fraud and corruption strategy content. We did have an awareness campaign, Chairperson, conducted for staff on fraud. We have also invited, we had one from the PSA, and then we also invited the Public Service Commission to come in and also do another presentation for us. With regards to strategic management, these are the targets then that had continued per quarter, and we had reported that the policy had been implemented and the register developed, and that the MNE framework implemented, so this was achieved, and strategic plan tables, this was achieved, and that the APP finalized and approved, this was achieved, E&E document finalized, this was achieved, Chairperson. Then the one target that we just consistently could not achieve on was the electronic M&E system implemented. And we are making efforts, Chairperson, to acquire those expertise so that we are able to develop a system. Right now we are also consulting with other departments because there's different types of systems that are available out there, and we were looking at the ones that do not require licensing and the ones that we can just open source systems that we can just acquire without money. Then MPED finalized this, again, as I reported previously, that this was achieved and submitted to DPME. QSRM facilitated and report compiled. This was achieved and we managed to catch up on the outstanding reports. Then the last one was facilitation of participation. This again, Chairperson, we continuously coordinated the participation of the department. And this is a repeat then of what I had already said. We're just saying these are the main achievements, Chairperson, and I would like to skip that slide. Again, these ones are a repeat of the ones that are not achieved, which is the MNE strategy, MNE system. Then with regards to finance, we had first target there being requesting rollover funds. Remember the indicator there is ensuring that budget and planning, ensuring sufficient allocation of funds facilitated. So in this quarter we had said that our priority or our target would be to request to ensure that the rollover requests are submitted on time to Treasury, and this was done. And also the next target is monthly monitoring of budget versus expenditure. This is achieved. We continued to monitor the budget. And Chairperson, here on this target, I'd like to mention that in over and above sending managers their monthly expenditure report, we also, as and when people were trying to spend, we also did our own assessment to check if funding is available. Remember, we promised that we'll get the CFO signing off on every procurement to say that funds available, also an appointment of staff, and as a result we're able to then spend within what we have. Then in the monitoring implemented, this again was achieved, Chairperson. Checklist payments monitored, implemented and monitored as achieved. Adherence to business processes monitored, this was achieved. Then the other that we feel that was not achieved, it's the annual, monthly and interim financial statements compiled and submitted. We undertook to start producing the monthly statements because we're just producing internal monthly reports which are not necessarily in the AG template. I mean, National Treasury template for annual statements. But AG insisted that we need to produce this report monthly as well. So we then undertook to start producing this in 2013. This is something that requires additional capacity, and the department has made efforts to improve capacity within the finance unit by appointing a chief financial officer. Then the next one is implementation of internal control mechanism processes and procedures facilitated, i.e. logis live as from January. So as I indicated, logis is fully implemented and is live. However, the utilization now is phase by phase because now we also need to capacitate ourselves. We are continuing to train users so that we have people that will be able to transact on logis. Adherence to approved business processes, this at least as far as we are concerned for this quarter was achieved. Update movable asset register quarterly and then also quarterly asset verification conducted. This we said it was achieved. Then implementation of internal, then this is just a repeat chairperson. You see that I'm repeating everything like rollover funds, annual monthly statement, implementation of logis. So with that permission of chair, I'd like to move to slide 22, which is intersectoral and international coordination. And I'll go to page 24, which is where the targets begin. The first one is develop implementation plan on stakeholder coordination framework. So this target, you'll see that it's been carried out throughout the year, and it was achieved. And they facilitate commitments and partnership initiatives with the identified stakeholders. This one, again, you say it was achieved. Commitments and partnerships for plan of action for international and national commemoration days implemented with full participation of the three sectors and other partners. Continuous update of stakeholder database management system. This is a continuous process as and when we acquire new stakeholders, we update the database. So we say it was achieved. Quarter four, the next target is identify and coordinate partnerships. This, again, we say it's a continuous thing, and we have achieved on this target. We say again, the next target is manage and report on donor funding received. This was done. Implementation of fundraising guidelines. This was not achieved. Chairperson, as we say, it was still being consulted internally. Then the next target is participation of on national meetings and country reports coordinated. This was achieved. Participation is ongoing as the BELCO invitations and engagements. A schedule on participation for multi and bilateral commitments submitted for approval. This we say it was achieved. Then this is a repeat purpose, and we go into detail now talking about the kinds of partnerships that we coordinated and meetings that we held. Then I'd like to skip them, Chairperson. Then go to research. Again, the target here remains the same, Chairperson, and I will just go quickly and say the study on violence against children was eventually launched, so this was achieved. Audit of special schools. This could not be achieved within the quarter, but there has been progress made in terms of the data gathering has been finalized. We are busy with this. We've done our own data analysis, and so the process really has been finalized now. Then the next target is initiate study on violence against women. This we are doing it jointly with funders, and obviously these are negotiated processes, and we also had the Department of Social Development as a partner in this. So we've made sure that the terms of reference are developed, and working with in partnership with UNFPA and DSDP is reviewed, and the service provider is selected. The service provider to commence work in quarter one of the new financial year, which is now. Then the next one is research projects supported and advised. Now this is those ad hoc project that is supported, and can report that. So this was achieved because we conducted a desktop review on root cause of violence against women. We provided a synthesis on the National Development Plan and the State of the Nation Address. We provided research on the Disability Unit, Rhodes Research, Rhodes University. We provided institutional arrangement analysis for disability focal points as part of the UNRCPD report. We also conducted desktop review on universities offering gender status. So this continued in this quarter as well. Then research and other reports submitted. We say it was already achieved in quarter two. So we did not have to submit another report in quarter four, but this target was there, and this talks to the smartness of the indicator. Then also, the going forward, then it's the next target is draft report consulted with stakeholders. Now this would be a report on institutional arrangements tabled in line with the chief director's institutional support and capacity development. That's the chief directorate that we have in three branches. We are saying then this report, the report should consult with stakeholders, and we say it was achieved in that draft. The draft report was presented at the National Gender Machinery in the previous quarters. However, the final report will be tabled in quarter one. So the target there was a draft report consulted. So we say it's achieved because we consulted it at the NGM. The next target person is staff capacitated on KIM, and we remember this target has been with us for the past 3 quarters. Again, it's not achieved because we didn't have a knowledge information management specialist. The next targets are implementation of a plan of action. KIM strategy consulted and achieved for approval. But then on the implementation of the program of action towards the KIM strategy, one of the things was the record management policy developed and approved, and also ensuring a compliance with Promotion of Access to Information Act. Policy. The next target is policy development coordination and support services rendered. And then there we say it's achieved because coordinated input on we did coordinate input on national food security policy. And then we say the next target is institutional policy register implemented, and we say this is achieved because policy register has been implemented and monitored. Then this is just a repeat, you know, highlight of all the achievements, and then I will then skip each chapter, including the second slide, which then talks to those that are not achieved, which is basically the special schools survey. And legal services. Chapter, it's basically we are supposed to provide support to parliamentary processes to enact legislation, and here we say we participated in the CGE Amendment Bill, the committee, and of course these are continuous processes we will always say, you know, what we've done, we'll articulate it in the same way, because this indicator was not properly drafted. Then the next one is the draft framework for constitutionality review and harmonization of legislation impacting on women, children, people with disabilities. We did have a this draft framework internally, and it was approved. And then we say finalize MOUs with other partners. This was approved because we had other partners where we signed MOUs in this contract management protocol implemented. This was achieved. Then the litigation management protocol implemented. The protocol was approved and achieved and implemented. And then we say targets that we did not approve, achieve in previous quarters, litigation management strategy, it was subsequently approved and implemented. Contract management protocol, as I have reported, it has been approved. Then with regards to communication, those targets remain the same, Chairperson, in the year, and we say all of them have been approved, as I previously reported. It's basically it's about five targets that are the same. I would like to jump then to slide 51, which is the next unit. I've basically skipped the budget and challenges for communication. Then with regards to human resource management, the HR can revise and implement it. Remember, we have been reporting that, look, we're waiting for the review of the strategy, and therefore the strategy might then have an impact on our HR plans, and therefore we can't finalize it yet. But then, as we reported in quarter three, that as addressed by the audit committee, they said, no, let's just have an HR plan for the current situation, and then as and when we then review the organogram and have a different organogram, then we can revise our HR plan. So subsequently, then our HR plan was finalized and implemented. But we feel that it still needs to be conducted internally, because we are still reviewing our capacity, our staff. The service delivery charter implemented, this, as I reported, had not been achieved, but we are getting assistance from the PSA. Identified training intervention coordinated. As we said, we only send people to those standard training, like your BERSA, PASS, LOGIS, and Excel. There's no special training that people have gone to where they have personally identified that gap because of budgetary constraints. Quarterly training reports submitted. Now, this is on the workplace skills plan. This was not achieved, Chairperson, as we were not able to produce this quarterly training report. PMDS managed this. We felt that we did manage the PMDS, even though we feel that there's still room for improvement in this aspect, but we said it was achieved. Employee assistance program implemented. The Chairperson was not implemented, as I had. Page 53, Chairperson, under human resources. I apologize, I'm just trying to expand. Oh. 52. 45. Look, yes, here's the reason I said under communication, these are targets that have not changed throughout the quarters. So it was, yes, and the performance is still the same. That's why I skipped it. I apologize if I went too fast. I'm sorry. So I finished communication tech, and then I went to human resources. And even in human resources, the targets did not really change that much. It was still the HR plan, which is page 52 now. service delivery charter that we did not achieve on, and then identified training interventions. The identified training interventions coordinated, and here we say we were not able to honor the identified training needs because we had to focus on the transversal ones. And as a result, we were not able to do quarterly reports on the workplace skills plan. Then I spoke about the PMCS managed and the employee assistance program implemented, and there I said we did not achieve it because we did not have funding. However, we did have some activities that are linked to employment wellness, in the sense that we had a wellness day organized on the 8th of March. Then, page 4 is the summary now of all the targets that have been achieved, and it's basically the HR plan implemented and the PMDS managed Jefferson. Then I move to the next slide. Remember now, this is a catch-up slide where we say the targets that we have not achieved in the previous quarter, where are we now? And most of the things that I've said here, I've already articulated in the progress on quarter 4, which is that support from DPSA that we are getting as well to revise the HR plan, but we had approved it. Then it's the workplace skills plan and the AAP, which I've already spoken to. Then it's the budget, which I'm just jumping again. Then I move on to IT Jefferson, which is slide number 57. And the next page is page 58, which is program objective, which I'll just dump in the interest of time and go straight to the target on page 59. This target that says additional network file servers implemented, again here, it's not achieved because of the additional funding that we did not get when we requested in the AE&E. And then the next one is implement priorities as indicated in ICT governance framework. This was not achieved as we were awaiting assistance from the DPSA, but eventually we did adopt our own ICT framework, and in this financial year, the unit will be able to focus on the priorities identified there. Then this is the summary of everything that I've said in the previous presentation, except for the fact that ICT committee, remember we spoke about ICT committee established in quarter 3, and what we are reporting now, a progress that has now happened in quarter 4, is that terms of reference still need to be drafted according to the implementation guideline that was received from the DPSA. Information, the other target on quarter 3 was information security policy implemented. The policy was submitted, forwarded for final comments to all users during February. But what we had also done was to ask IT and security to sit down and look at the policy together and make sure that it's watertight. But then as a normal practice in the organization, then distribute the policy for input. Then I move on to the next slide, which is finance, which I'm just jumping for all the presentation chairperson. And the challenges which remain the same, which is funding. And then under unit internal security, there in this quarter we had said we needed to monitor implementation on internal security policy. And we said this was achieved because access control has been improved and installation of security system is in the process. This is just to monitor the implementation of internal security. There are challenges there, Jefferson, but the activities. For instance, we've installed cameras now, and as and when we get more money, we improve the security environment. Then the next one is OHS policy implemented and monitored, and the OHS policy there, we said it was implemented. Then this is just a summary of everything. Here we are saying that in further implementation of the OHS policy, we are to reconvene the OHS committee meetings and consult individual employees that made input and also submit to the accounting officer for final approval. Then we had this target, the next target on page 72, Chairperson, which related to needs of suitable and compliant accommodation. In quarter four, we said we'll finalize accommodation needs with Public Works. Unfortunately, again, this target was not achieved, Chairperson, because we've not been able to meet with Public Works nor get any response, but we're continuing to request these meetings and engage with our colleagues. Then, was basically, let me just see. Yeah. We're supposed to put the budget for the unit. It's referring to a slide, so I think it's there by a mistake. Under resource management. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. And then finalize. The next one is, okay, I've finished this one. Chairperson, I'm moving away from the main achievements and the targets not achieved for quarter three because I've already articulated that the needs analysis recommendation. Then it's the budget slide which I've jumped with all the presentations and the challenges. Yes, I'm done with it. Then that is the whole presentation for COVID management.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I want to thank the department for the presentation. But I think, again, as you've highlighted now, I mean, just the volume of information that we've got for us, it's so vast. And I think we've said before to this department that we want to make meaningful input and contribution. And therefore, I would propose that or support your proposal that we maybe leave the engagement for next week with the department if they're willing to engage us next week.
I think we need to go through all the documents. For example, if you compare quarter one to quarter four, there are some of the things that I've highlighted now that are addressed in quarter one and falls by the wayside by quarter four. So there's not really a way how I can judge whether some of the things that were mentioned in quarter four has been addressed in quarter four. So we need to list those things. But also just to say, I think in some instances, in the beginning, I wasn't quite sure what the value was going through quarter one, two, and three, because those things were done and dusted. There's not much we can do to change it. But then also just to give the department a compliment. I mean, for example, with internal audit, at one stage in the beginning, they had not achieved 9 out of the 10 targets, but then by the fourth quarter, they've achieved 6 out of 10 targets. But you see, that's only a little bit of information. Then with regards to the communications aspect, there's anomalies in the way that they've presented that. And I think, with the half an hour that we've got left, or the 40 minutes, we really will not be doing justice to this vast amount of information that we've been given. And I would really like to appeal that we set aside some time again to engage the department on these documents. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. I think it's the same what Honourable said now, because with me, Jay, I think everything else was unclear for me today. I don't know the other members. I don't know if the department is deliberately confusing members here. I mean, Chair, I just want to be honest with you. We can't be scared of the department asking questions, and this is what exactly we're going to do next week. Because some of us managed to go into exile in 76. We're not scared of the system. Why should we be scared of the department today? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I concur with the other honourable members. Basically, as we started quarter one, I had it open. We went through it. When you go to quarter two, I had them both open. Then we go to quarter three, and then I've got three documents that I must read, side by side, just to see. I mean, because somewhere you get an objective with a different target. I mean, in quarter one, there was a target. It was partially achieved or not achieved, achieved. Then quarter three is another target. I mean, they will develop and then implement. And you need to make sense of that, And then as alluded by Honorable Fundamental to say quarter one to three, honestly, for me as well, I feel like how do you engage when it's really sort of history, But for me, quarter one and quarter four are very important because they tell a story, irrespective of quarter two and three. But I think in a nutshell, yes, I'm engaging now with all this. Honestly, it will be not a waste of time, but it might not be a fruitful exercise. So I'm thinking of next week as well, if the department is able to come back.
Yes, Chair. I also picked up presentations as we went along. I tried to follow and work through all four presentations. But it is of critical importance that quarterly reports are met. Once a quarter, we need to work with these reports. One tends to forget previous issues and now to remember a whole year's work, and we're already in the last year, is just unacceptable. We need to stick with our core issue on quarterly reports. Quarterly reports should be every 3 months, then we can do justice to it if we really want to help. And as I say, yes, targets being met and not being met, that is also worrisome to me. And some issue that I've picked up that was said could not be achieved, and in some previous slides it was achieved. But I think we need to do justice to this if we want to help this department or to be of some help to them, and we'll have to leave it until next week. Even if it's 2 or 3 days, I don't think. Thank you.
Thank you, honourable members. I will then allow the department, maybe the minister would like to start, but maybe just as a last comment, Minister. I also picked up that, some of the, non-achieved, objectives, it's because because of those, the lack of those reports, because if the committee could have picked up an earlier, the committee is also able, to engage with those relevant departments, that are actually not coming forth with good information. So let me allow the department to know whether the minister would like to start.
I agree with all of the members. This is a lot of information to process today, and maybe then the department will have to come back for the other presentations and engage in discussions. What I wanted to request, because the committee always says there is not enough information, so the department tried to present everything so that members cannot say we need this and we need that. Maybe what the committee can suggest or can ask from the department is how many slides should be acceptable for a presentation, because I agree this is a lot for one day. So maybe it will guide the department if we say maybe we expect 20 or we expect 10 slides for a presentation, so that it is something that can be worked on for the committee on a single presentation. But I don't think there's a problem for the department to come again for more discussion or for more presentation. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, sure. Now what I think will help is not to determine how many slides. I think if can we do monthly or quarterly, I mean, even for the person who's going to present, he can see that this that I'm taking will be too much. He's a people, he's dealing with other people. You can kind of estimate that this, I think, would be reasonable, this would be too much. But I think the other thing that will help is for reports to be issue-driven. If you're doing a project and you are halfway, then you can keep us abreast and come and say, this is how far I've gone, I'm almost halfway, I think by August I'll complete. That, I think, it also helps, because what you are more interested in is not just pages, and it is how the ministry is performing as regards issues. So maybe when reports are issue-driven, that also helps. I mean, obviously, if it's something that's going to take 2 or 3 years to complete, but if you just say, look, we are this far, we think we still have a long way to go, but we are very happy because we've made very tremendous strides in our performance. If it is education for the disabled, and you tell us that for the first time, for example, we're getting reports from education that the disabled are getting facilities, accessibility there, you know, that is something very good that is worth reporting. Because at the end of all this report, it can be so big, but if at the end you ask yourself, what has the ministry done, and you get confused, that won't help. But like, if it's issue driven, I think that will also help. But I don't think we are here to sit and say 20 pages. I mean, the people who present can see for themselves that this is reasonable. Or otherwise, it might be monthly or quarterly, just like other departments do.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. Minister, I think I concur that it's not about the number of slides. Actually, the more information, the media. The only thing here is time. If reports are not submitted on time quarterly, then we are unable to engage. So if the department can just, hit the call that we need this quarterly report submitted on time. And I think we also have to look into our own house in terms of our office. If, for instance, the department said they have emailed on the 2nd of June, 7th of June, and we received this yesterday, and received it with a font that is not eye-friend to other members. Honestly, we need to also look into our own house. But the department, I think we plead with you, that, you know what, even if work was never done or completed, whatever, submit.
let's see, let's engage, let's constructively, you know, fight if it's fight or misunderstanding, whatever we do in the committees. Let's do it, rather submit than not submitting, because it's overwhelming when you get such information. I mean, honestly, you become critical of things that maybe have been achieved now, and now we're talking about, you know, things that are sort of history. So if the department can comply with timer submission chapters, and the more information the merrier. Thanks, and we'll see on time. Thanks.
No, thank you, Chairperson. There's not much to say because I concur with the former speakers. It's really not about the number of slides. I think in the past we've really had no problems with the presentations that we've been given, and we value the information, but it's about keeping it succinct, about if targets aren't met, then giving us new time frames so that we can hold the department to account and engage them on those matters. And then also just say, if we do then resolve, Honourable Chairperson, to set a date for a new workshop that we can engage the department on these issues. I would also just like to request whether we could have an indication of the current situation with regards to the skills audit and the vacancies within the department. Because I get the sense from these reports, starting from quarter one to quarter four, the problem in this department is A, either lack of the requisite skills, or B, lack of skills, period. Because what I find is many of these targets are not met, A, because they haven't got the resources with regards to personnel, and B, I just sense that in some instances there are resources, financial, human resources, but I'm not sure whether the skills that those people have are the requisite skills. If we can get an indication on that, maybe in our workshop, I would be grateful. Thank you, Chairperson.
And Jerry, if I can just add to that, if they do not, at some point, at some presentations, it was mentioned that they do not have the financial resources, they need to stipulate to us what they are as a department intending to recover or to get to financial resources to implement what they need to. Because some of them real issues are crucial issues that need to be within the department.
When you talk about financial resources, it also triggers in my mind where I saw the, I think in the APP, it was said that a mega expenditure will be incurred on setting up IT infrastructure, office equipment, and recruitment of staff. You know, and those, it is very much worrying if you don't get then what the outcome of that is. What I don't see. Just to give you the last bit, AG or AG.
Can we also agree on the date for next week?
Okay. Just before you come to that point, what I've also missed in the presentation is outcomes achieved upon on some of the presentations. They should focus on that one too. Achieved outcomes.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I just wanted to get an understanding of what the mandate that we are leaving here with, so that when we come next week, we are clear in terms of what we are supposed to bring back. But actually, on the quarterly report, Chairperson, we have to submit in the monitoring quarterly report, your monthly report, to Treasurer by the 15th of this month. May I then recommend that, in line with what the committee is saying, at the end of every quarter, like this is the end of the first quarter now, June, by the 15th of July, we submit a quarterly report to the portfolio committee, terms of what we've achieved, and then we will be guided by the portfolio committee when we should come and present that. But we would submit it as a report to the portfolio committee, because we have to submit it to Treasury anyway on a quarterly basis. So that we then will make as an undertaking that we will do it. Secondly, what I pick up is something that we should come back with next week. We will come to the portfolio committee, we will get questions on what we've presented today. However, this presentation has been valuable, but we need that thread to make that thread. Because remember, we're still going to present program 2, program 3, program 4. So the portfolio committee would like to see the thread from the first quarter to the fourth quarter in terms of
what this is what you had set out to achieve. Did you achieve it?
Mm.
Because what is happening in our planning process is that we would break down that objective in terms of what we are going to do in each order to realize it in the end. So you want to see that. You want to speaking to each other. This is what we said we're going to do, and we in the fourth quarter, this is what we were supposed to do, and this is where we failed, this is where we succeeded, and therefore ultimately we didn't achieve what we achieved. So that when we present the second, the third, and the fourth program, we make those connections to for honourable members. The one other thing I'm picking up is that honourable members would like us to present to them the vacancy management plan. You said you were going to procure, you were going to recruit. Where are you for the status concept? So that you have a picture of our vacancy management plan. And also then the skills audit. You want to understand where we are as far as the skills audit is concerned. Chair, honourable members, I think, Minister, that's what I'm picking up. Oh, and then also, thank you, Minister, that we must also move towards an outcome approach in terms of achievement.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to develop a wage bill. What is the outcome of that? So I think that, and also honourable Kikan talked about issues, highlight projects that you had, and you, whilst you are saying in terms of developing the strategy, this is what we're going to do in the fourth quarter, but what is it achieving in the end? Is this the project, and what is the outcome in the end of it? I think I understand. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Ms.
I'm covered by the DG, but I just mentioned the numbers. In most of the customer meetings, you are given. You have to bring 12 slides, otherwise they kick out of court. No more. Finish your story, 12 slides. So I just thought that maybe that is okay. But if the committee is not bothered about that, then the department will do what they can. And I also want to agree on progress report. We will look at briefing the committee on how far we've moved on different projects. Chairperson, the issue of capacity is a big problem. Most of the not achieved that we saw is mostly because we don't have personnel and we don't have the money to employ the people that we need. So whether we're talking IT, I don't know if there's a budget there. Whether we're talking recruitment of staff, we can't get all the staff that we need. So that hampers capacity and delivery in the department. And we also depend on the committee. DG will be working on a case. Yeah, he will be working on a business case that he will present to National Treasury. We will also engage the Ministry of Finance to assist us review our budget, because we have always been working on skeletal budget. We have never had a baseline in terms of what it means, what is required to establish the department. So as we engage, we also hope that the portfolio committee will assist us, because in terms of appropriations and the role that Parliament plays, I think that is very, very important. Otherwise, I think despite those capacity constraints and budgetary constraints, I think there is an improvement looking from first quarter to the last quarter. And I'm sure in the next financial year, we'll see more improvement, because the people will present the report next week. We have employed most of the people that we require for control, for ensuring that our system, supply chain, finance, we are conforming with the regulations. So I just want to leave it there and say that we're And so we will, I don't know whether the committee wants us to prepare a shorter version of what is there, or they want to work with what they have already.
Yeah, I before I speak, Honorable Kekat.
Yeah, I think this is one area that now and then causes confusion, but at times committees say we want more information, and at times information is too much. I think we, personally speaking for myself, I don't think it helps the committee to get a presenter who's presenting something loaded with information, but you lose them because it's just too much on them. The kind of level of concentration, the capacity to concentrate, the flaws, because there's just too much information. So I think it helps to make it short, but let it have precise information. After it, when you ask yourself, we achieved, you can see, yes, we have achieved. If you haven't achieved, you are told, these are the reasons why you haven't achieved. If mainly it's finances, if mainly it's human resources, yes, it is because department that is not responding. You get a summary of all those areas where we have been achieved. I really don't think it helps, so we want information to load us with so much information that you look at the committee, they are looking at the presenter, but the mind is lost. They are not concentrating. In terms of absorbing information, it has been too much for them. So all the time, remember, these are human beings, minister, and they can take so much and no more. So if it is short and it has information, it informs, you are able to know what is happening and what is not happening, that is enough. Because if it is 100 pages, there's no guarantee that ultimately it informs. And I also pity the person who prepared it, because she prepared so many, I'm just saying, look, there's always a smart way, a better way of doing things. And I think our presenters must just learn. If it is short and it gives information, all the better for us. But if it is short and it lacks information, it will be worse. Because people will say, look, we still feel we are not informed. The last point, Chair, I'm not happy. I'm happy with how the PG summarized. But just the part where you say you submit quarterly when you submit to, in any case, because you've got to submit to Treasury and wait for us to invite, I'm not sure whether that's the right way. Maybe after submitting, just tell us you need to come and present. If we think we are delaying, make us aware that you're delaying and the information is going to be too much if you delay. Because otherwise, we'll end up in a situation where you're waiting for us and we are waiting for you. And that's it. Make sure you drive the process. You make sure that ultimately, every quarter, ultimately we get the report. If we are delaying in inviting us, if protocol say we must invite you, you must tell us we are delaying and this is going to cause a problem of a big volume of information by the time at present. So that you take some kind of obligation towards doing it.
To close, really. This is, as we have said before, you know, about, I think each and every report that is in the department, it has to be shared with the committee. Everything that happens in the department that is produced by the department, the committee needs to have it, so that the committee is well informed about the department. I know that the minister said, has said before that we've never invited him. But if you produce a report or whatever from the department, I think as a committee we have the right, to that report, and then we can invite the department if we feel so necessary for it to come and talk to the report. But I think we do need all the reports, like the Honourable Member Kekana is saying, that if the report is given to the Auditor General, the National Treasury, why can't we have it as a committee? Okay, yes, this is what we want to hear. So I think in all, honorable members and the department, the minister, I think we all agree that, you know, information is valid, but it does not necessarily mean that, you know, we need to prepare huge, you know, information. I mean, of information. Although it is good for us, but for presentation, it's not. I think the department really has the ability to consolidate, you know, the information and present it to the committee to an extent that the committee does not, like members are saying, that the committee lose, you know, concentration because of the, you know, huge. So I think we are here on that, and we also agree that the department will be here, or will be here on Thursday. Can we agree on Thursday for the whole day? For the department? We will meet you on our own. The date is the 27th. Okay. Thank you very much, and I think we can release the department. We are still going to ask the commission. We'll let you know. We are still going to be going to get information.
Okay.